91.5 FM.
Yeah.
All right, we're in the studio tonight. This is DJ Rob for the Sound Snacks Radio Hour. Tonight we have a very special show. We have my buddy Nolan.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, he's in the studio with us. He's prepared some beats he's been producing, so we'll get a chance to hear that and everything. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, DJ Rob. So up first, we actually have a Migos song, so check that out.
Hello world. Hi. I would like to welcome you to the Migos show. You know, it's a day of life. My life. Of course. All my niggas made for it. Made. All my niggas made for it. Made, man. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash. All my niggas made for it. One more time. All my niggas made for it. Made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for. Cash. All my niggas made for it. All along. All my niggas made for it. Everyone. Not Toby, but we slave for it. Not Toby, no Kunta Kinte, but we slave for it. No Kunta Kinte, I waited some days for it. Days. Secure the bag, my nigga, they sprayed for it. Secure. Might see her act, think I got a taste for it. She bad, but I already smashed, so she get ignored. These bitches open heart, they quit the open doors. On my G5, I can soar, I like to explore. Having trouble pick an outfit that I haven't wore. Having everything in store, ain't got plenty more. All my niggas made for it. Made. Process board. Process. All my niggas came for it. Came. Taking charge. Taking. All my niggas paid for it. Paid. No debit card. No. Think I might go cut the rape since I stay with stars. All my niggas made for it. Made. All my niggas made for it. Made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash. All my niggas made for it. One more time. All my niggas made for it. Made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for.
Yo, yo, today was a good day. Hey. Drop my top, riding down the highway. I don't see no 12, ain't gotta drive straight. So I'm hogging up the lane, cause my bills paid. And my mamas, and my sisters. Niggas made for it. Can't knock my hustle. I done slave for it. Look at my muscles. MVP the whole game, Quavo Russell. No, do not touch him. I'ma have to bust you. I cannot trust you. I cannot love you. If you ain't my brother, I came from the struggle. Must not be made for it. I'ma have to cut you. Yeah.
All my niggas made for it. Made. All my niggas made for it. Made, man. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash. All my niggas made for it. One more time. All my niggas made for it. Made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for.
Thank God for blessings, gotta pray more. God. Hop in the rave, of course, I grind like skateboards. Reef. Lumbo truck got torqued, dripping in Tom Ford. Tour. How did you come in the game? I came with the gang, of course. We can divide the flames, turn you to s'mores. Yeah, all aboard. Load up the bricks on the Ford. I bought a tiger to roar. We bout to body a store. Soak my wrist for sure. Love all my fans to the core. I put my kids in Dior. I put my mama on resorts. We catch the bricks and deport them. Missing the plug, he got deported. I'm on the block for a day. I pray I don't go back to stay. I told her my kids come stay. Come on, she got my kids on her face.
All my niggas made for it. Made. All my niggas made for it. Made, man. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash. All my niggas made for it. One more time. All my niggas made for it.
Hey, don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for. Cars, jewelry, house, everything paid for. I got niggas still tryna be the case, boy. Don't you come around that enough, cause it ain't safe, boy. Running up with you on plate, boy.
J-I-D and y'all niggas need to lay off the drugs. Some of y'all need to lay off the dope. My niggas getting it straight off the boat. Pure cut, put it straight to your nose. I ain't nosy, but I know what I know. Mr. Know-it-all, oh, here you go. I'm the goat, I never go with the flow. Throwing shots, boys, blow for a blow. I'm the nigga, kick the dough with the dough. I'm the nigga, fuck the hoe with the hoe. I'm the nigga, lit the blunt with the blunt. I'ma get it, cause I want what I want. I'ma say the shit again and again. I'ma go and put the shit to an end. I'm the sickest with the pencil with pen. Hit the blunt and mix the hem with the weight. I'ma go ahead and lay off the Zans. I'ma fall back, sipping the lean. I gotta make sure my vision is clear. Oh, God knows, now it is seen. 6-5-4-1-2-3-4-5, so you know me. You don't want smoke, so what it's gonna be? Gotta watch what you say when you looking at me. Looking at God, looking for leaders, looking for kings. Look at the pain in your eye, nigga, look where we been. Look at our wins, look at our sins, and look at our skin. I've been on a frenzy, been trying to get me a Benz. And your fuzzy ass lens won't fuck up the ends. Oh, God, no, where are my friends? Lord, forgive me, yeah, I need to repent. Mind blurred, need to lay off the drugs. Yeah, God, they ain't praying enough. Niggas die, we ain't saying enough. Cops firing, stockpiling, rock wildin'. Tell my little niggas, lay off the stuff. Ronald Reagan, I can't thank him enough. Nah, I'm playing, nigga, racist, fuck. Told my nigga if he left a pack of sports around me, I'ma take him and throw him away. He smoke him around me, I'ma break him. And we almost have got in the fight, and I'm talking about dead dad finna fade him. Shit, but maybe I did too much, but fuck it, I love my nigga, I'ma save him. And he probably thinking I'm a player hater. I don't hate a player, I just need all my niggas to wake up and take a real good look. We a long way from Decatur. Long days still ahead of us, wrong days still scared of us. I'm just working my incredible, stick my dick in the inevitable. So fuck whatever happened, fucking cinematic. Sins of the father, I'm a fucking addict. Understand addiction, so I'm sympathetic. But I know that I gotta be strong. I ain't trying to be where I don't belong. Lil' Sarah sipping out of a phone. Lil' Powder put the pot in the bone. I ain't tripping, I ain't saying it's wrong. But it's some other shit we could be on.
Yeah.
Usually old people, you know, then that's where you get blessed.
Yeah.
Bless come to you. People don't know. Bless you can see. But he come depend on what way you where you do to people.
Turn up! Turn the light off, Des. Turn it down. Hey, you roll up. You roll up for the boys.
All right, so this song is by Isaiah Rashad, and it's a new song out, I believe. Nolan requested it.
For those of you who know about Isaiah Rashad, he has kind of a nice hip hop freestyle vibe, but this music video, you really don't have to have seen it, but in the video, every single person in it has the amount of money in their bank account above their head.
Really?
And that video got me thinking, what if that were something that happened in real life?
Yeah, because, like, how would that change our perception of...
Right, because when you see somebody, you know, you see their outfit, and they may have a real expensive outfit, but that person could have spent their entire, like, savings on that outfit, and you have no idea.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of people who, like, to look at, you wouldn't really think, like, are wealthy or something. Like,
yeah, totally.
A lot of people, like, play down their wealth, which is interesting to see how, like,
There's a lot of like flexing these days.
There
like
is
people
a lot of
like
flexing.
You know, have their outfit that costs their whole bank account.
That's a fact. But you don't see people like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Flexing Louis Vuitton pieces.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like it would change people's priorities in a way. For better or for worse. I'm not sure.
I wonder if something like that would show how like arbitrary money is, because when you associate someone's personality with like the amount of money they're making, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just like the outfit thing. Like,
yeah,
we don't you know.
I wonder if it would make it even harder to like, kind of like, people might be able to use it in a way to like. I don't know.
Oh,
as a
absolutely.
Status symbol.
It's
like,
a horrible hypothetical.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to live in that world. It's an interesting thought, though.
It definitely is.
Yeah, but if you get the chance, definitely go check out that music video. Very cool.
Shout out to Isaiah Rashad.
Yeah.
Right now, I got the moon and the stars below my feet. So low I speak, so I don't wake them. Praise the Lord that got in me, who made me spoiled with rotten teeth. So I perform the prophecy, and on the norm, the plaque will be to be expressing who we are and addressing who they aren't and doing what they can't. And if I can pay my bills, I'm good.
So,
as the new year has started and everyone's going back to school, you know, we all have our hobbies. One of my big ones is photography, but it's not really something you can do in your room, you know, a study break, whatever it is. So I decided to download Ableton, which is this music app.
Yeah.
Which it's like a big one that a lot of producers use. If you guys have heard of Kenny Beats, he has this like really cool YouTube channel where he makes beats on the spot. So he kind of just inspired me. I downloaded it and I've had it for about a week now. And the beat you're listening to, I made the other day. And it's just so interesting to me now how accessible music is, and that entire like industry has just completely changed.
Yeah, I feel like you, like, especially these days, there's like a proliferation of like kind of amateur artists who are like able to make cool like new music, especially like through the format of like SoundCloud. That is a sharing platform. I feel like it's changed the way that like people find and listen to music.
Yeah, totally. And like with the growth of like, you know, SoundCloud and like all these like small artists on Spotify, it brings up like the question of like, you know, one thing, you know, I'm big into like hip hop and rap, and the question is like, since it's so accessible now, is hip hop and rap like improving or decreasing in quality as a result of like accessibility? What do you think about that, DJ Rob?
It's a hard question. I mean, I definitely think that there's fewer like superstars in like the limelight right now. It's definitely, you hear a lot more about like these up and coming artists, which is nice. It's like, it's cool to get away from those like names that you just hear over and over again, like that they have like a new album out.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like how it's changing.
I do too.
For better or for worse. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it makes it so that there are no barriers to entry. Like, I was watching this like Wu-Tang like documentary TV show on Hulu, and they had to like steal like 808s, like big, like all the machines and shit. Like, nobody could afford that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so now it's just so accessible, and so you don't have to go steal anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can just download an application.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely
all at your fingertips.
It's a lot more accessible to a wider audience. And maybe one negative aspect of that is like the talent pool might be slightly diluted in a way, because maybe more people feel like, oh, I can do this. I can make it as like an artist, a producer, or whatnot. But the converse of that is it is allowing a lot more people to like be talented.
Yeah, and I think it might be making people have to work harder, because when like there are no barriers to entry, your neighbor has just as like easy a chance of, you know, becoming a big producer as you do. So
yeah.
Now instead of it depending on who has the equipment, it's like a matter of work ethic. And so you see like Kanye West, you love him or hate him, you know, like the man doesn't sleep that much because he's working so hard.
Yeah.
Right? Like people like that succeed.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic, actually. All these artists who started out in music but are like pursuing other forms of art, like Kanye West with his clothing line. There's plenty of art.
Yeah, and also merchandising like brands. I mean, one of the big, like Billie Eilish, who's huge now. I worked for South By a couple years ago as a photographer, and I got to take, they assigned me to one of Billie Eilish's shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun, and she was really small at this point.
Yeah, that was definitely before she kind of blew up.
Yeah, and you know, she's amazing. She's super talented. She has a great voice. But it's interesting to see, like, it's not all dependent on the quality of music now. People like Billie Eilish appeal to a certain group, and I think that's what, you know, brought her to stardom.
Yeah.
Just as, you know, great voice, don't want to discredit that, you know, but it's looking at, like, what type of people
mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish is appealing to, and she just, you know, all the, like, teenage girls in the world love her now, and she just has this crazy fan base.
It is interesting to look at like what different demographics listen to different types of or different artists. Like,
that's a fact. You know,
if you look at like boy bands versus, you know, some of these like SoundCloud rappers that we've been mentioning, it's probably a different pool.
Yeah, and even with like older music now, like it may not be, even be like people don't like it, you know, like Jimi Hendrix, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like it's not showing up on the front page of people's Spotify, so how are they going to hear about it?
Yeah.
It's just sad, but, you know, we have all this great music that's kind of being left in the past by our generation.
It is sad. It's also sad because I feel like every time I, like, rediscover an older artist, it's kind of because like a member of that band has like passed away or something.
Yeah,
like, did you hear about the drummer for Cream?
I forget
his name, but
rest in peace.
Yeah, he passed away. So I went back and listened to, you know, their music.
There you go. What can you do?
Yeah, but I'm really liking these beats.
Thank you. Hopefully they'll improve a little bit over the
as you get more into
months.
It. Yeah, I think coming up we're gonna kind of go into some older music and whatnot. We have some Jimi Hendrix, Van Morrison, Steely Dan, of course. We'll get into that a little later. You want to go to something else?
Yes, absolutely.
Alrighty.
Do we want another beat, or do we want something?
Let's switch it up. Let's go to some older stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
All right, so Nolan, why'd you choose this song for tonight?
So Jimi Hendrix being one of the undoubtedly best guitarists ever, there's this new Woodstock documentary, which is super interesting because it's one of the like largest gatherings of people, especially like one of the largest non-violent gatherings of people. And beyond like sort of like the political side of it, which is just like fascinating. They had like no police officers, like crazy stuff, and just like tons of like illicit substances, and no violence. And so anyways, Jimi Hendrix, the last morning of Woodstock, opened up with this Star-Spangled Banner.
All right, I'm familiar.
Right, like solo. And when you first listen to it, you know, it sounds like a great like improv of the song. And then, you know, some of the commentary in this documentary also brought up that this was during like the Vietnam War. Right. And during like in the song, you hear these sounds, and at first it just sounds like experimentation. And then you realize it kind of sounds like bombs. And yeah. So it's sort of this like, I've never really seen this before. It's this very like profound commentary on like what was going on during the time. And he doesn't even say a word. Like it's all That's through wild. His guitar.
Yeah. I actually really love music that has kind of some like background to it or some like, I guess, cultural meaning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the song Hurricane by Bob Dylan, but the story of that song is basically there was a boxer in the 60s, I believe. I'm not positive about like the actual story, but he wrote a song about this boxer who was falsely accused of murdering someone, and basically at every show he played, he would play this song until the boxer was freed, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And then he never played the song again live, which is interesting. But I definitely like the music that has like some meaning behind it.
Yeah, shout out Bob Dylan.
Yeah. And then this song is Deacon Blues by Steely Dan.
Can we talk about another legend, Steely Dan?
Oh, Steely Dan's the best. I mean,
I'm from Austin, Texas, and this summer I really got into Steely Dan. Thanks to a few friends. And there's nothing better than listening to Steely Dan cruising down the highway. I mean, there's no better feeling.
It's great drive music. It's great summer music in general.
Great summer music.
Yeah. But I do enjoy kind of like the long, drawn-out songs that they do. It's cool.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit different than most other stuff I listen to.
Hi.
about halfway through the hour now. It's 1:35 and we have a little PSA for you. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That'd be bad. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
You know, Rob, I'm really glad you brought that up. This is an issue that isn't talked enough. Talked about enough. I mean, you know, we talk about the opioid crisis, how nicotine is taking over all these teenagers' lives. What we don't talk about is ladders.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy, like, just in general, there's a lot of issues that I feel like don't get a lot of light just because they're such, like, ongoing things. I mean, ladders is, like,
Be careful, Rob.
Well, it's not, like, a great example, but I was watching this documentary about...
Better be about ladders.
No, it was actually about Bill Gates and Microsoft. But it was basically talking about what he's doing today. And he's working to eradicate polio. And I'm not sure if he succeeded in that. But it's like, it was such a big problem. Or I guess is in certain places. But like, you just don't really hear about it because it's such like an ongoing issue.
That's a fact. A fact.
I guess it's the same with ladders, you know, be careful out there.
It's the silent killers.
It always is. Are you superstitious, Nolan? Do you ever walk under ladders?
You know, I can't say I'm a superstitious man.
Really?
But...
Are you a little stitious?
A little stitious. It's a little stitious is a healthy dose.
Yeah. That's where I like to stay.
Well, we hope you guys are enjoying this jazz today. We thought we'd change it up a little bit before we play Travis Scott's newest song.
Yeah, it's called Highest in the Room. It's just his newest single he released, I believe, last week. Well, let's give that a listen.
Baby, keep me hard and still. Hope I make it out of here.
Alright, so that is Highest in the Room by Travis Scott.
Also check out the music video, because
yeah, I've heard it's very, very interesting. I haven't actually seen it myself.
The man has pretty insane budgets just being in the position he is, and you can definitely see that.
Really?
Yeah. And next, this is a song produced by Kenny Beats, Cable Guy. Give it a listen.
President of Maybach with a lead room, getting head of the room is the air room. Finna make a play by Harold. Money coming out clean, money coming stale. And I'm causing mass hysteria. I'm a K-9, yes. Terry. You a cable guy, Jim Carrey. Ooh. Funny, hilarious.
Hey, I say yes with a wild mind, nigga. Peep the shit with a wild eye, nigga. If you ain't get money, drink a cyanide, nigga. Bitch ass nigga, side eye, nigga.
Still hitting bitches in the hotel. Come and get your bitch, nigga, ho well. You got a bitch name like Noel. Young Key kick shit toenail. Key, what's that? Where you get that from? Bitch, shut up, why you playing around with always? Keep it in my lap, not in the trunk. Screaming and skidded with a little punk. Hey, bitch, what you say? Did I ask you? Sick ass nigga from at you. You a grown ass man with an attitude. Man, I had to get money, man, I had to. President of Maybach with a lead room. Getting head in the room, it's the air room. Finna make a play by Harold. Money coming out clean, money coming stale. And I'm causing mass hysteria. I'm a K-9, Terry. You a cable guy, Jim Carrey. Funny, hilarious.
We gon' make a movie, it's on air. Pussy nigga spooky, he scared. I jump out that whip, she stared. G-Wagon sent toe, got stairs. None of these bitches get spared. I'm cutting her off, she said it's not fair. I'm fucking her friends by the pair. She riding the dick like she at the fair. My wrist a trophy, bitch I'm saying though. These niggas joking, like the Wayans bro. I'm up in the Hellcat and I'm tearing up. You ain't tryna get racks, it's hilarious. And they talking but they don't compare to us. Bigger and bigger, it probably embarrassing. We making digits right there in your area. Diamonds they glisten, it's my for the camera.
President of Maybach with a lead room. Getting head in the room, it's the air room. Finna make a play by Harold. Money coming out clean, money coming stale. And I'm causing mass hysteria. I'm a K-9, Terry. You a cable guy, Jim Carrey. Funny, hilarious.
All right, so I've been into the song for a little bit. It's You Were Right by Rufus Du Sol, an Australian house band. But they're really good. Definitely check them out if you haven't already. But they're good.
So one thing, Rob, when we were talking earlier today, you brought up a little bit of controversy from a New York Times article, if I'm not mistaken, about the new Joker movie.
Yes,
right?
Yes, actually. I haven't gotten the chance yet, but I've been meaning to go see it, the new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. And what I read today was actually pretty interesting. Apparently, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the movie yet, but there's a lot of controversy surrounding, I guess, Joaquin Phoenix's, like, anyway, his portrayal of the Joker. And what the article said was people are kind of upset with how he's portrayed in this version, but...
How so? That,
like... I don't know exactly. I think, like, people saw this portrayal as the Joker became this, like, evil villain because of, like, that's how society made him, which is interesting because it kind of gets at, like, how people see the world as either just or unjust,
yeah.
Which is an interesting concept.
Yeah, and this is the first Joker movie where he's been portrayed in like a light where you can almost like empathize with him,
yeah.
Right? Like it's not just some terrorist,
yeah.
It's like a human being.
I feel like generally, or I guess the article mentioned this, but people don't really like moral ambiguity, you know?
Fact.
People really like the cut and dry good versus evil. It's kind of, it's hard to like decide your opinion on something.
Especially in movies, right? People go to a movie looking for, you know, entertainment, but also like moral clarity, right? You don't go into a movie trying to leave with all these like mental conflicts.
Right. Well, I feel like watching a movie in general, or especially going to the movies, is like, it's an activity. It's like something, it's kind of an escape, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
So people maybe don't like want to be thinking about, I don't know, like really considering,
yeah,
thinking more deeply about certain topics.
Totally.
And I definitely think that was brought up in this movie from what I understand. But it's interesting. And also, this movie has been getting a lot of controversy, but so did like all the other portrayals of the Joker in The Dark Knight and I guess previous iteration with like Jack Nicholson,
yeah,
as the Joker. But Heath Ledger's portrayal of the Joker in The Dark Knight actually raised some controversy, because in that movie, the Joker is portrayed as like a terrorist. Mm-hmm. And that really, when that movie came out in 2008, I think that was like terrorism was really at the forefront of like people's minds.
Yeah.
And it hit close to home. And I guess it still is, but like, I guess especially when it came out.
Totally.
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah, definitely something to think about. I mean, the question is, you know, is kind of like, you know, segmenting as we move into a little bit of the Beatles, as it sounds like.
Actually, we're going to go with something else.
Okay. What is this, Rob?
This is one that I just recently heard. It's by a band called Hers, and the song is called What Once Was. I don't know hardly anything about the band, but the song's kind of groovy, so.
Back in
This is Who You Foolin' by Gunna.
A little bit of a change of pace, but definitely a good one.
Definitely. Yeah, tonight's mix is it's freeform.
Definitely.
It's a concept, I would say that.
One of the reasons Rob and I were inspired to play this particular song, talking about sort of like the specialization of all these rappers. You know, we have Gunna, who has this very like kind of like melodic voice, but pretty much the same flow on every song. And then, you know, there's people like Cardi with like a baby voice, which is
true,
so called, or Young Thug with whatever you'd call that man's voice.
Yeah, I feel like rap has diversified so much. I guess that could be said about a lot of different genres, but rap is definitely like each different artist kind of has a different feeling and like serves a different like purpose almost. Like you wouldn't play certain rap in like certain contexts. Like if you're like hanging out with your friends, you might play, you know, this song by Gunna, but you wouldn't play.
I don't need no advice. Yeah,
and I can't think of anyone.
With the diversification of like music, it's not just like the music itself that is, you know, you have like different genres, you have like these crazy like specializations of voices, which helps just, I don't know, I think it's incredible.
Right. Yeah, like you mentioned like Playboi Carti, and for the longest time I didn't kind of understand the hype surrounding him, but now like I'm a huge fan.
Yeah,
like,
it's an acquired taste, I think. You have to understand the man himself, as mysterious as he is.
Yes, of course. Well, we are getting close to the end of the hour, nearing 2 o'clock. So I'll say this. This is DJ Rob and Nolan, guest star for the Sound Snacks Radio Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So up, we'll play another song. It's by Buddy. I actually haven't heard this one. It's a Nolan pick.
Spending my days out in the ghetto. Mama say that I need to be careful. Going downtown on the Blue Line Metro. Car overheated and I can't afford a rental. Broke down Chevrolet sitting on Central. Turning up my headphones, looking out the window. Lauryn Hill playing, it could be so simple. Damn, I just can't wait till I get home. What the hell is taking so long? I wish I had a girl by my side. I wish I had a brand new ride. I wish I had a light. I wish I had a private flight. I wish upon a star sometime. I wish I had a right. I wish I had the finer things. I wish it wasn't so Cobain. I wish I had you. I wish I wasn't stuck on Central. Just so good at being in trouble. Spending my days out in the ghetto. Papa say that I need to be careful. Heard a nigga just got popped at the Arco. Pros on the Hostro, junkies on Narcos. Long Beach, Compton, Watts to South Central. Damn, I just can't wait till I get home. Shit, that's when the cop had pulled me over. I wish I had a girl by my side. I wish I had a brand new ride. I wish I had a light. I wish I had a private flight. I wish upon a star sometimes. I wish I had a right. I wish I had the finer things. I wish it wasn't so Cobain. I wish I had you. I wish I wasn't stuck on Central. I
I was in control. Really wish I wasn't stuck on Central. I still got so far to go. Yeah. Won't be stuck here, not for long. Just hold on, hold on. Work late nights and early mornings. I'm on it, I'm on it. Trouble on Central with the homies. Oh no, oh no. Pretty soon we gon' take control. Just wait on it, wait on it.
Okay, so this is the last song that we're gonna play tonight. It is Need Your Love by Curtis Harding. I actually found this guy today. I never heard of him prior. I need your love. But it's upbeat. It's a good song.
Well, DJ Rob, thank you for having me on the show this evening.
Of course, I appreciate you coming on the show. Definitely added some life to this late hour.
Indeed. Yeah. And thank you to all the viewers, the listeners. Not viewers. You don't know what I'm wearing.
Yeah, all the listeners out there.
Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate it. And hope y'all enjoy. Tune in next week. Same place, same time. You know where to find us.